Okay, guys, thank you for joining me. This is The Angry Prepper. Today's episode is episode 3 on bugging out with kids. Now, most of us know if you take vacation with kids and or camping trips with kids, it can be pretty stressful at times. Not all the times, but sometimes it can be stressful with taking kids on vacations, especially with newborns, infants, and even toddlers. It can be a bit of a pain in the ass. So bugging out has to be a phenomenal event in itself, right? Outside of the disaster you're trying to get away from, bugging out with kids has to be extraordinarily stressful. And toddlers are probably going to present the most problems. Preschooler, grade schoolers, and teens, they'll probably present less of a problem, but you still have to be aware of a couple things with the last three groups or levels I just mentioned. Right, so newborn is 0 to 1 month. Infant is 1 month to 12 months. And toddler is 1 year to 3 years. Those three are going to present a problem, right? Especially if you have a colicky kid or what is known as baby colic. Now, baby colic, to my surprise, they don't know what the cause is, right? It's a bit of a mystery. But most colicky kids are gassy. So with that, if you have a gassy kid, make sure you have a couple of bottles of gripe water. Now, I used gripe water with my kids when they were babies, and it worked magic. Got the gas out of them. But if you give them the gripe water and they pass the gas and they're still being a little fussy or cranky, there are 5 things you can do. Probably more than 5 things, but these are 5 things I'm going to give you, or tips I'm going to give you, to lessen your kid from being colicky and or cranky, which in turn means crying while you're bugging out. So swaddling a kid really tight, shifting position, can calm him down. White noise can calm him down. Massaging a baby, or known as baby massage, can also calm him down. Pacifier helps, but if you're going to have pacifiers, make sure you have more than one. Don't have one, because if it hits the ground and you don't have a way to clean it off, it's done. Right? So make sure you have more than one. And of course, burping the baby. Now, I would burp the baby before I give him the gripe water. Just a note. Because if you burp the baby and the gas passes, then you don't have to waste the gripe water. There's a couple of ways of burping babies. There's rubbing their backs gently while laying on their stomach. That'll usually have them pass the gas 1 or 2 ways. And you know what ways I'm talking about. All right, so that's addressing a colicky kid. Now, as far as being hungry, keeping them clean, and entertained, that's another subject on its own. So make sure, kids in the newborn to toddler phase, make sure you have a checklist of things to address when the kid is crying, right? So you start, if you have a colicky kid, obviously it could be gas, right? Not obviously, it could be gas, right? And then you go down the line, diaper change, feeding, entertain, skin-to-skin contact. These are things you write in a list, and it'll be easier for you to address because you have something to refer to, instead of sitting there scratching your head and getting frustrated yourself. So if you have a checklist of things to go down in order, it'll make it a little easier for you. Now, if none of that works, then suffice it to say the baby's just going to have to cry itself to sleep. But one of those methods should work, especially if you address it in the order you have it written down in. Preschooler, grade schoolers, and teens. Make sure you have them help during this bug out walk or disaster. Make them useful. Ask them for their help. Kids love nothing more than the help, especially in a bad situation. So with that, make them useful. Put them to use. Give them a task each day, especially if you're bugging out. Give them a task. That'll get their mind off of what's going on. They'll know what's going on because you'll explain it to them as best as you can. without giving them the whole "we're doomed" speech, but let them know that if they help, we can all get through this. It's a little psychological, not so much trick, but remedy to help them get through this disaster. And it also lets them know that everything's going to be okay. Back to infant and toddlers, especially infants and toddlers. Make sure you bring their favorite toy with them, even preschoolers. Make sure you bring their favorite toy, doll, whatever it is. Put it in that bag, right? So you're going to have a bug-out bag packed and ready to go. But their favorite toy is the one thing you're going to have to go after and put it in the bag when the disaster unfolds. Make sure you put their medications in the bag as well. Gripe water, albuterol. Make sure you have their medications in the bag, whatever it is. If you can get spare medications or extras, get them, put them in a bag. But write on the calendar the expiration date, just in case you never bug out, but you need to switch this stuff out. Which goes right into the right gear for the kids. Now with infant, toddlers, and newborns, you're not going to have any gear for them other than the baby clothes you're going to pack them in or wrap them in or dress them in and getting out of the situation. But for preschooler, grade schoolers, and teens, you should stay on top of their clothing that's in the bug out bag, and you should stay on top of their shoes that are in the bug out bag. I would check every 3 to 6 months to make sure it fits with the clothing and the shoes, right? Make sure the shoes are broken in already. So if you buy them a new pair of bug out shoes, make sure they walk around them for about a week or two till it's broken in. Then you pack them away. Nothing sucks more than to try to walk for long distance in shoes you have not broken in. Could actually do more damage to their feet than it's worth. Right? Wagons. Like those radio fly wagons you've seen. Any kind of wagons. Those are great for the little ones. Right? For the newborn, toddlers, and infants. You need to have something to pull them in, because you might not want to carry them all the time. You might want to break yourself. You might want to put your bag in the wagon and then put the toddler or the infant in the wagon. Try to look into it. Not, thank God my kids are older. I don't even have to entertain that. But if you have a little one, look into it. And you can modify it too, right? You could buy a radio flyer wagon and dress it up how you want. Now, I mentioned earlier a couple things you needed to watch out with, like grade schooler and teens. Well, grade schoolers and teens, the first thing you should watch out for is stubbornness, right? That presents a little bit of a problem if they're resistant. But most people, even kids during a disaster, try not to put up too much of a fight. With teens, especially girls, and even boys, I guess, right? If they are dating and they're in love, that puppy love crap, that might present a little bit of a problem, just because they don't want to go. They don't want to leave, you know, Derek behind. I love him. That kind of crap. That might be an issue. Just to say it bluntly, you're going to have to put your foot down. You know, you might have to spank, right? It might come down to it. Life and death versus what's, you know, morally right in the liberals' eyes doesn't mean anything when you want your family to survive. So that being said, if you have to put your foot down, put it down and put it down hard. Let them know that this is not a game. This is not to be messed around with. We are not going to play into your love story, Romeo and Juliet fest kind of deal. Again, that's what teenagers, right? Preschoolers, they might put up the same fight, but it might more be, not preschoolers, sorry, grade schoolers. They might put up a little bit more of a fight with the, I don't want to leave my friends and my teachers and things of that nature. Again, you have to drop the hammer, drop it. Tell them that, you know, this is a life to death situation and it's not about friends. That's being bluntly. That's being blunt. That's being straight up with them, right? Sometimes you can't sugarcoat things. You can't be nice about it. You have to come straight out and say it. That's what, again, grade schoolers and teens. Now, we're going to get into a subject, autism and special needs. This is a very controversial subject, and in the emergency preparedness world, it's not addressed enough. With autism and special needs, you're going to run into problems when bugging out. Special needs, it depends on their severity. You might not have too much of a hard time as long as they can comprehend what you're doing and what's going on. But if they can't, it could present a problem. Could. But autism, there will be problems, right? So, for example, with Asperger's, if a kid has a set time and place he does things, and now his time and place is going to be broken because an emergency happened, and they can't understand what's going on, that could present a problem, right? Sort of like Rain Man, right? And the movie, Dustin Hoffman's character, Raymond, would break down if he didn't watch Jeopardy at the time he was supposed to watch it. It was 7 o'clock, right? He had to have fish sticks and his juice box every day at the same time. When he didn't, we saw in the movie he started having a breakdown. So I know it's a shitty comparison, but autistic kids, especially with Asperger's, they like to have a set day for them. So, you know, they eat breakfast at 9, they have lunch at 12, they play their games at 1, they have snacks at 3. If any of those are broken, that could present a problem. This is just something for parents with autistic kids should think about and try to come up with a solution, because I've been trying with all the research I'm doing, and it's hard because each kid is different. So you might have one kid with autism that'll completely comply to what's going on. He'll be like, okay, we got to bug out and go. Or you tell him something, like we're going to see grandpa today, and then he'll be like, okay, and he'll go. But if he's strict with his rules and his time, that could be a problem. So, in addressing this issue, if there's any tips or advice on how to get an autistic kid to bug out with you, please email me at angryprepper@gmail.com. If there's anything wrong I said, please email me at the same address. All right, guys, this is the Angry Prepper. Thank you for listening. You could also watch my videos on YouTube, The Angry Prepper Outdoors and The Angry Prepper Urban. And you can follow me on social media, on Instagram, Facebook, Tumblr, and Twitter. All right, guys, thank you for listening.